Blog Talk Radio.
We are wrestling. Welcome, everyone, to UWA's Revolutionary Podcast. I'm just kidding. This is not live in an arena. Thank you, crowd. Thank you, crowd. That is a throwback, ladies and gentlemen, to the days of old. And the crowd is still going. Shut your hole, crowd. I don't know how to shut them up. I have to shut it up. There you go. All right, so the crowd is going to be in the background. And welcome, everybody, to UWA's Revolutionary Podcast. I am the President of the United States and the United World Champion, Dr. Mr. Hollywood Tony P., PhD, DDS, your favorite friend and mentor and the owner of the United Wrestling Alliance. I've been champion for nearly 2 years now, and nobody has the balls or the wherewithal to come and try to take it from me. I even offered $1,000 this year. Now, here's what's going on right now before we got some callers. We've got everybody on the line, so this is going to be great. We're going to have a ton of our favorite guests and a lot of our talent in the United Wrestling Alliance. Now, the reason we're doing this podcast is because we're at a new phase in the United Wrestling Alliance where we're going to actually be putting on cinematic-style matches in certain locations revolving around, ladies and gentlemen, the Armageddon Championship. That's right. And if you go to the United Wrestling Alliance on Facebook, you can see that actually the Armageddon Championship will be decided at the Battle of Armageddon, and that will take place in March, the beginning of March. And it's going to be amazing. We're going to have two competitors. We got a ref all ready to go. I don't know who is going to be involved in that match. We have a great roster of talent to choose from, and whoever gets to be the first ever Armageddon champion, you're going to have a few things to have to deal with. See, the Armageddon Championship has a huge, big lineage, of course. Now, it started within the IWC, okay? Within the IWC, that is why this is partly a tribute show, because that was about a decade ago where we started the IWC. After 13 pay-per-views, right? I was the voice of the IWC. 13 pay-per-views, two shows that went like four seasons, five websites, and just a whole bunch of other nonsense and shenanigans. And I don't think I ever won I don't know if I won the title, but I do know that a few people here tonight have won. But the first big surprise, the big news, ladies and gentlemen, is the battle of Armageddon, which is going to take place in March. And we got two great competitors right there. So let's go to the phone lines and see who we have. We have a ton of people planned tonight. Muerte Silencioso is not going to make it. He gave me a ring. And Muerte, the monster, he's somewhere on the other side of reality, taking care of his inner demons. I don't know what that means, but, you know, he's a monster, so that's what happens, okay? So let's go to the phone line, 719. You are live on the UWA's Revolutionary Podcast. Who am I speaking to?
This is your old partner, JL the Loverboy, Langloy.
Loverboy Langloy! Ladies and gentlemen, Loverboy Langloy, double L. He, former, were you ever the IWC world champion? I know you might have been a Legends champion, and I know that I think that you were the Intercontinental champion, funny enough. were you ever the world champion?
I was never the world champion. I got screwed out of it a few too many times, my man. Tell you what.
Well, it's just funny, though, because I was thinking about it the other day, and it's just, you know, I was telling somebody, we took over Wrestling Inc. I don't know. You guys know Raj Giri. And we know Raj Giri, too. We know Raj Giri, and he does his podcast over there at Wrestling Inc., but we know him. And, of course, Jesse Hoverhands. We know him, too. But Vertebreaker, sorry. I'm mentioning names, and I'm throwing on these people. New people don't have any clue, so that's okay. Yeah, I was trying to tell people about the IWC and you know, how we came up with Fallout first after we got kicked out of Wrestling Inc. I don't think you were involved in that, but then you came on the podcast, and so here we are. Double L, you are not officially part of the United Wrestling Alliance roster just yet. We may have to change that, but how have you been since? What's going on with Double L?
Oh, man, I've been doing good. I've been doing good. You know, I've been thinking a lot about wrestling, been thinking a lot about the podcast we used to do, all the time that we spent. You know, I'm just thinking through how, you know, what I see moving forward, and I might have some surprises coming up in here in the near future. Not part of the Alliance as of yet, and I stress as of yet. The lover boy never gives up, my friend. You never know what's going to come.
Well, there you go. And I'm trying to see if we have any audio in there here from you. No, we don't. He must have deleted it. So we're waiting on others. Let's see, who is this on the line? Let's go to 213. Who's this? Welcome to the Revolutionary Podcast.
Me?
Oh, hey, ladies and gentlemen, a little early. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us is the King of Texas. KT Howard, sorry to put you on the spot, brother. I thought, I didn't know that was you, but welcome.
Oh, no, I was calling. I was just listening, man. You know what I mean?
Well, I know. Good. Do you wanna wait, or do you wanna listen some more?
I mean, since I'm all on the line, you know what it is, man.
You're here, ladies and gentlemen, the blueprint, KT Howard. Now, this man, now, I don't know if you've ever seen perfection sculpted in a human being, but this man is it. He is the first real great, like, epic signing to the United Wrestling Alliance, and when you look at this physical specimen of a god, I would say, you have to ask yourself, what else does he have in store? KT, tell us your mantra. Tell us how you feel about wrestling. How are you doing?
How am I doing? How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm running for president, so a re-election, it's difficult, but hopefully I can count on your vote.
Hey, you know, you already got mine, man.
I know.
What I mean? Yeah, but you know how it is, man. You know, I should come out there. I should whoop a little ass real quick. I should, you know, give me some good little smoke, whatever the case is. I'm coming back down to Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm talking about?
And, KT, that is why he is the King of Texas, the blueprint. Now, in your contract, Mr. Howard, you have the clause that says your first match will be your first match after the Champion of the Ring, after you sign, will be a world title match. So you have a title match whenever you want it. How come you haven't cashed in on me yet? Sorry, I put you on this.
I mean, whenever I got time, because anytime I want, you know, I'm going to take that title from you, you know, so.
I know, I was just wondering, you know.
All the people in Colorado don't see me, the people in Texas, my hometown, Dallas, Texas, they want to see me hold some gold, so, you know what I mean? I mean, it is what it is. I won't be champ. I mean, I'm going to whoop your ass regardless, you know, so.
Oh, I know, and see, that's what I'm waiting for, though. I'm waiting to stand. Face
you know,
to face.
You say how you can say goodbye, I'm gonna take the title from you, and that's what it is, Biv.
Face to face, we'll be standing face to face. You rock chiseled, me nice and solid, and we'll see. And that's the great thing about it. You see, KT, is that people want to see that because they hate me. and they like you. Well, I don't know if they like you, but I'm pretty sure they might want to see you beat the crap out of me, but I don't know if you can. I've been training.
They might be in the crap out of you. Tons of people, I don't give a damn if they like me. I don't care if they like me. I don't care.
No, I know. I get it. Just remember, I'm 5'12 and a whole lot of muscle, standing tall, and I got my title around my shoulder. And hey, what? I don't have to even be in a match if I don't want to, but I will, because I am a fighting champion. I am the United World Champion. I am undefeated for over 400 freaking days. Nobody will take the challenge, but KT, the invitation
is
open.
I've already accepted. I mean,
there you go.
In the ring? Oh yeah, I'm gonna take that title real quick, real quick,
real quick. Well, we'll see. Once we get a show and a venue, we're actually gonna set that up. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And you guys have got to stay tuned for that, for any of that. If you want to see KT actual and the Mr. Dr. Hollywood Tony P. I am a doctor. It's okay.
And
I got my doctorate.
It's going to be a five-star match. We're going to put on a show for him. You know what I mean?
You know, I've been training. A lot of people don't know, right? They may think I'm just a manager, but I've been in intensive training, not only on my mind and my body, but on my wrestling skill. Now, let's get to an outside thought on this. Double L. You heard the both of us. What do you think?
Well, you know, I do know KT is about as cut as I think I've ever seen. But KT, what you don't understand is I have been face-to-face across from Mr. Hollywood here for many, many years, and I've seen the transformation that this man has gone through. I've witnessed things that you couldn't even possibly imagine. So all I've got to say is the match would be absolutely spectacular. I think both of you will put on one hell of a show, but ultimately it's going to come down to experience. Ultimately, it's going to come down to longevity, and Hollywood's got all of that, man. I mean, I give you all props in the world, KT, but I got to see Hollywood Tony P on top on that one, my friend.
Let me for a second just mention to everybody out there, KT Howard is the 2023 United Wrestling Alliance Champion of the Ring. Seriously, he is champion of the ring. It is actually where Diablo Toro retired. He was supposed to face Diablo Toro, and we have Diablo Toro is going to be on tonight. He has some messages or something like that. But KT Howard is literally the champion of the ring. So if anybody is deserving of a title shot against me and the champion, undefeated, 5'12", president of the United States, owner of the United Wrestling Alliance, and one hell of a nice guy, humble and all get out. If anybody deserves it, it's the king of Texas, the Lord and Savior himself. Not really, because there's only one, but the king of Texas.
Don't say that now. Come on. Now.
That's what I said. There's only one. But
no,
the king of Texas,
no.
He rules his land fairly. And the king of Texas has the blueprint for any other wrestler. And, you know, I like I said, like in Double L said, I have a chiseled physique, but KT, man, like I strive to be like you. And I hope that there's a lot of other wrestlers out there that take note and actually look at what KT is doing physically, mentally, spiritually. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, reach out if you're still doing any advice for anything, but KT, while you're here, what can you give the people out there and the wrestlers that might be listening some advice on how to get cut like you?
It's all about your diet, man. You cannot work a bad diet. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, yeah. You know, you can do all the work you want in the gym, but if you over here eating pretzel rolls and all the little bullshit, man, I don't do that. I'm on a straight meat diet, no homo. You know what I mean? But, you know, shit, you know, fish, beef. I mean some neck bones. I got some neck bones in the goddamn oven right now. You know, it's all about what you eat. So, I mean, you want to look like me, man? Hey, you want to look like me? You got to talk like me. You got to fucking, you know, work your ass off like me. Me, you know what I'm talking about, man? Because I'm him.
He is him. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see a lot more of our good friend, KT, the king of Texas. So, Mr. Howard, you want to just stay on the line and listen some more as we move forward with our big announcement? Yes? You stay with us?
Yep. Yeah,
all right.
I'm going to listen, but if any of the rest of this talk, man, they're probably talking about bullshit. I don't give a fuck, man, because they ain't holding account to me. You know what I'm talking about?
I know it. I know it. So I'll leave you on, and if anybody says anything, I'll bring you back in. Ladies and gentlemen, the blueprint, the king of Texas, the 2023 United Wrestling Alliance, champion of the ring and one hell of a nice guy, KT Howard. To be real with you, Double L, like, he really has a great physique, man. That guy is – KT is really cut. I can't – I mean, look at his picture, man. Like, you don't want to meet him anywhere. I don't want to have a match with him, honestly.
Well, you know, like, I mean, it's one thing, and I totally get, you know, the cut physique, and he's got that look, man. He's got that whole package when he steps into the ring. But, you know, got to bear in mind, experience plays a big role in that, too, especially when it comes to the UWA championship, the world championship. Man, that's a big deal. It's a big
deal.
It's not just another wrestling match. So, like I said, I give KT all the credit in the world, man. I really do. And it's not just because you and I have known each other for years, but you've got an experience level, man, that I'm not sure KT has. But – you're right. I'd be scared. But I'm not sure I'd want to be in the ring with him either.
No, and that's the cool part about the United Wrestling Alliance is KT is not the only monster we have. Muerte Silencioso was supposed to show up, but he had other things. But this guy, if you go to our page and you can see a little bit about him and just the way he looks, like, he is a nightmare wrapped in I don't know what. But I don't want to meet him either in the ring, but I might have to. Because this is the United Wrestling Alliance. Now, speaking of the IWC years ago, we've been doing this for decades. We've been going around. We're going to get our first surprise signing. Ladies and gentlemen, I have – hold on. Let me find it. I haven't worked the board in a minute. No, not David Flair. He has not come. You know what? Somebody thought that RoboCop was really coming – is that like the real RoboCop? No, it's... See, that's what happens. Sorry, you lost me. That's what happens when I'm trying to run the board and I have fat fingers. Double L, are you still there?
At least you're back.
Yeah, yep. I am back. Yep. So here we go.
At least you're back.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This song should give it to you. Here's the surprise. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Le Barre, France. It's T-Rock Plutonium. Ladies and gentlemen, Tatonium is coming to the United Wrestling Alliance. We signed him. He's not calling in, though. But Double L, you know T-Rock really well. Former IWC World Heavyweight Champion, former IWC Tag Team Champion, and he used to host Fallout with us, actually.
Yep, I remember. Good man. And I'm really excited that he's coming to UWA. I mean, that's going to be absolutely fantastic. Perfect sign.
He sent us a promo. He couldn't be here. He is overseas, but he sent us a little something, so let's play that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, your newest acquisition for the United Wrestling Alliance, T-Rock Plutonium, now known as Daytonium. Here we go. Let's take a listen.
Thank you, Hollywood. This is T-Rock Plutonium, and I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, in the United Wrestling Alliance, I am a former world champion, and I've been down here in training as hard as humanly possible. I've been training here in France, and I can tell you one thing. The French do know how to fight, and I am here to also tell you that I am coming, Hollywood. I am coming, KT. Anybody who holds a title in the United Wrestling Alliance, I need to put you on notice right now. I am Daytonium. I am Legend. I am the Phoenix. I am a lucha libre like no other. I am the world's greatest sign spinner. Former IWC World Heavyweight Champion. Former IWC Tag Team Champion. And now, soon to be the United Wrestling Alliance World Champion. I will finish my training here in France. And I am coming. I am coming, Hollywood. I am coming there. I am coming to America. And I will succeed. It is the time. The resurrection of the great Daytonium. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking.
And there you go. Do you smell what T-Rock is cooking? Well, I don't know what he's cooking, but he's coming to the United Wrestling Alliance. Holy shit. And that's not even the big announcement. We have two huge surprises for the rest of the show. That's insane. We have two more surprises, and that's crazy. So Double L, this is going to be fun, right? Are you going to join the United Wrestling Alliance? Don't know yet.
You don't want to give away all your secrets, especially when you've been away for as long as I have. So, you know, I can't really speak much to that at this time. Sorry, Hollywood. I just can't.
Yeah. All right. So for a second before we move on, condolences to the Dallas or the Houston Texans and the Dallas Cowboys. No offense to any of your friends. That was not a dig towards KT. That was actually trying to summon the minister to come. Because if you guys don't know, and ladies and gentlemen, in a little bit he's going to be joining us live. We actually were able to sign Minister of Sinister, and again, he is one of the originals over there at the IWC, former head booker of the IWC, former tag team champion of the IWC, former IWC World Heavyweight Champion. I mean, you know, you weren't a heavyweight champion. I wasn't. I was the voice of the IWC, so I had nothing to do with it. But, you know, would have been nice.
And, you know, and that's what nags at me. Every single day, all these years. So, you know, having that gold around your waist certainly does something to you, and not having it does something even worse.
Well, yeah, and but you know what? There's always another chances. There's always second chances. There's always time to good. So the Huntress has she's not here yet, but she's gearing up. That's our United Women's Champion. We're going to be waiting on Minister of Sinister. We got a whole bunch of other announcements and two surprises, and one of which we're not going to tell you who it is, but we're going to tell you what it is. And the last is the big announcement at the end of the night, the signing heard round the world, and you're going to be here to see it and hear it. So while we're waiting, let's take a second to talk about my presidential campaign. Okay, so let's take a listen to my campaign commercial first, and then we'll talk a second about my re-election. Here we go.
Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
All right, so the 2024 election is getting underway, and of course, I am running for re-election. I'd like to thank everybody for voting for me the first time. Being your president has been amazing, and world peace has been just easy to achieve, especially since I got my doctorate in forensic theology, which is awesome. So not only am I a doctor and a mister, you know, I'm a champion, a president. What else is there for me to do? Well, maybe win the Armageddon Championship. I don't know. But we're going to be coming to a town near you. You're going to be seeing the United Wrestling Alliance United World Champion and me coming to see you. I'll be at events. I'm going to be going to Comic-Cons. We are starting the trek. We've already started the bus up, but now we're starting the trek across the finish line in November to win the election, change the game, honesty, integrity, decency. And again, I'm all about jobs. My wrestlers do jobs right here in the United Wrestling Alliance. And at the United Wrestling Alliance, we are allied with wrestling, united with wrestlers. And if you want to know more about our philosophy, it is to pay the wrestlers well, to keep them safe, and to make sure that they look like $1 million friggin' dollars. Okay, so before we get to Minister of Sinister and such of those things, I think we're going to take a break. When we come back more, we will have the United Women's Champion. We will have Evanston Hughes. We will have no Eddie Machete. I got a message from him, too. Eddie's not going to make it. So, and we'll have a message from Diablo Toro and plus those surprises. Double L, do you want to say anything before the break? And I guess we'll let you go.
No, I just want to say it is good to be back. To all my fans who have missed me out there, know that I may have been gone, but it's good to know I'm not forgotten. Be ready for big surprises coming down the road. You never know. And Hollywood, I think this is a perfect opportunity for me to say it is time for me to step away for the night. I've got some business to attend to, business that you and the entire UWA will become aware of shortly. Thank you, Hollywood, for having me, and I look forward to seeing what the future holds, my friend.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, always lover boy Langloy Double L. And yeah, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, more on UWA's Revolutionary. We got a whole bunch of surprises, a couple more people, so just stay tuned. We'll be back right after this on the World Generation Podcast Network. Here we go. Everywhere signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Boy, the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today. UWA news and matches and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Trending Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Asher. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Buddy, where's the spatula? Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Everyone, the UWA's Revolutionary Podcast. That was a callback way back to Monday Night Fallout. We used to do it all the time, and it's great. We have everybody together again. We don't know if Double L is going to be around for more, what he's going to want to do. We'll understand that. We heard from KT Howard about that, the King of Texas. We are awaiting a few people. We're awaiting Minister of Sinister to call in. We're awaiting Evanston Hughes, Huntress, and more. Eddie Machete's not going to make it. Muerte Silencioso's not going to make it. Now, we have two more surprises to get to. I know the show says 2 hours, but we're probably going to try to keep it at one, maybe a little more. But there are two surprises left, okay? Two surprises, one of which I'm going to tell you kind of right now in a minute. And then another one I'm going to tell you at the end of the show. Now, I'm stuck between, I don't know which one to do. Do I announce the wrestler? I think it's a big announcement, and I think that we're going to save that till the end. And while we are waiting on Evanston, I just want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for the last 2 years of the United Wrestling Alliance. Those of you who hate me, those of you who like me, I'm still on your lips, and you're still talking about me, which means I still exist in your world, and honestly, a few of you are still using my logos as your logos and my promo shots and your shows and shit, but it's okay. I don't mind. I allow you to do that because suing you wouldn't matter anyway, and I got a presidency to run, and I'm a mister and a doctor, and like I said, I'm 5'12", standing tall, the United World Champion, undefeated over 400 days. Now, do I have a drum roll? Let's see if I have a drum roll. The last time I did this, I don't have a drum roll. I have this. I have this. Wait, I have this. Yes. All right. Let's see. What is this? That's what that is. All right. This next announcement is a surprise and a good one. One that I was not expecting. and you will know it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the second surprise of the night, the United Wrestling Alliance has signed a brand new general manager, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you are not going to find out who this person is until next Thursday on the UWA Today podcast. You can wait all you want. You can salivate. But on Thursday at the UWA Today podcast, I will reveal live who our new general manager is. And this man, this general manager that I have, is going to blow your fucking mind. But not only that, he is the reason we have the person who will reveal at the end of the show, the big signing, the secret surprise that's going to flip everybody out. But once you guys find out who the new GM of the United Wrestling Alliance is, whoever this person is, already big things are happening. Like I said, the Armageddon Championship will be decided at Battle of Armageddon. It's going to take place in the beginning of March at a secret location. We're going Lucha Underground style, all right? It's too hard to get anybody to rent us a spot on their show. Some people are too busy. Some people don't want my money. I'm not buying a ring. So we're going to have to keep doing it in back alleys, back streets, back warehouses, on rooftops. We'll do it in the desert. We'll do it under the ocean. We'll do it on the tops of the mountains. We'll do it on the moon. We'll do it anywhere, anyhow, anybody's willing. We'll do it in a little gym. We'll do it outside in the freaking freezing cold right in the middle of the intersection. Whatever you want. You want to keep the United Wrestling Alliance from wrestling in your town, in your district, in your city? Well, up that. We're going to be everywhere. You're going to see my talent. You're going to see my champions, me, and whoever the Armageddon champion is. We don't know who that's going to be. Ladies and gentlemen, we have no idea who that's going to be. We don't know who's fighting for it, but we know it's going to happen. And it's going to happen in March. It's going to happen in the beginning of March. It's going to happen in the beginning of March, and you're going to see it. And you're going to see it live, and we're going to keep it right on Facebook. We're going to keep it on YouTube. We're not charging you a fucking dime to see the greatest match you're going to ever see, because it's going to be two people fighting in an unconventional place. And let me tell you something about the Armageddon Championship, okay? When you have this title, whenever you're in a ring or whenever you're in the ring, the match, the belt is live, meaning that anybody at any time, if you're standing in the ring cutting a promo, somebody can come up, jab you from behind, and the ref can ring the bell, and then they can pin you, and they can take that title away. When you stand in that ring, you are fair game. Anybody, anywhere. Open challenge, any time and place. But ladies and gentlemen, right now, I would like you to please welcome to the show one of our good friends from New Jersey, and he never made it out the first time, but ladies and gentlemen, he's here now, and I'm so glad he made it. Ladies and gentlemen, Evan.
All right. Now listen up, Hollywood. No. I don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm going to make this very quick. I'm going to make this short. I'm going to make this sweet. The only reason you got that belt around your waist right now, Hollywood Tony P, my good friend, is because I could not make it out of Moline. That goddamn deer that hit me, knocked my car off the street, knocked my car right into the woods. That was your saving grace, because I tell you right now, Diablo Loco would have lost that championship. You would never have wrestled him for that championship. You would never have gotten that championship if it wasn't for that goddamn beer. So let me tell you something right now, Hollywood. I am coming for you. I'm coming for you. KT can do whatever he wants. He can do whatever he says, but I am coming for you, and I'm coming for that belt. I want to make that very, very clear up front right now. Do you understand me, Hollywood? Do you understand me?
Yeah, I understand you. You know, it's okay. You can come and try. You know, but you got undone by a deer. Next time you'll get done by a champ. Woo! Smack you in the grill, baby.
You don't know what a year and a half does to a man, Hollywood. You have no idea. But this time I am coming, and no deer, no bear, nothing is standing in my way. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. Well, now that you understand, Hollywood, friend. How you doing?
I'm okay, Evanston, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for calling in, my friend. I appreciate it. Yes, you'll have your opportunity. Everybody wants my title. Everybody will have an opportunity. And you know what? I've tried. I've tried for 2 years, man. I've tried. We've tried to put on shows. People call the cops on us. People are still blacklisted us. They won't let us on their show. And guess what? The United Wrestling Alliance is still living. There's other leagues that have been shut down. There's another league trying to start up. There's this league trying to start up right now. They got 4 months out before their first show. I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm curious. I'm curious how it's going to affect everything. I'm curious as to what's going on. We lost RCW. We lost Renegade Championship Wrestling. They're gone, but the United Wrestling Alliance went nowhere. You got ORW, one of the greatest places to go and see wrestling. You should go there. I will always support them. And I was supporting RCW too, but they went out of business for those guys. Support them and all the talent. That was a great place, and we give them a moment of silence. Okay, so Evanston, what is your work regimen real quick before we move forward? To get the look, because you, like KT, you have a physique that – is quite impressive.
You eat the right foods, Hollywood. You got to eat the right food, man. Just like you know, KT has always been preaching to everybody. You always eat the right foods, but it's nonstop. Go, go, go. There's not a moment of the day other than when I'm sleeping, and even then I only sleep 6 hours a night, that I'm not in the gym, that I'm not running, that I'm not pushing boulders around the forest. I mean, I am building up every single hour of every single day. When you have that one goal in mind, my friend, that one goal of getting that championship gold around your waist, you can't stop. You physically cannot stop. It is a part of your DNA to keep on going and going and going. So it's nonstop work, nonstop hard work, Hollywood. And you know that. I know you know that. Look how far you've come, my friend. Look how far you've come.
Oh no, I get that, and I just feel really bad that, you know, we couldn't get you out, and then the next show they called the cops on us, and there's a lot of people who want to see us fail. So I'm really appreciative of you still being a part here, and on the next run, my friend, we're gonna get you that action figure. So Evanston, we're gonna move on in the show. You have anything to close before we move forward and let you go?
You know, they say a future champion is a man of few words, and I know I've said a lot of words tonight, so there's really not a whole lot of need for me to say much more other than it is good to be in the UWA. There's no place I would rather be than the UWA. This is the best home for any wrestling superstars of the future. This is the place to start. This is the place to be. Hollywood, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to taking that title from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Evanston Hughes. Right, look at that, Evanston. He is, I'm so glad that he's still a part of United Wrestling Alliance. And he you know, I the deer, you know, I've hit a deer too, and it's really terrible. But look at the stuff we've already come to this show. We want to know, who is the new GM? Who's this guy? Who is this guy? It's a real person. It's a real person, damn it. Who, I'm typing it up now, who is the new GM? And you will find out. When will you find out? You're going to find out on Thursday. You're going to find out who is the new GM. I'm going to put that right here. Who is the new GM? And I'm going to put a stroke on it. That's Photoshop talk for putting an outline around it. So put a stroke on it and put it like that. All right, so we know that Daytona, T-Rock Plutonium, former IWC World Heavyweight Champion, is coming to the the United Wrestling Alliance. Sorry, I'm back in IWC terms. And we know that there is going to be a surprise new general manager, but we have one more announcement to make, one more announcement out there on the road. But ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to another undefeated legend. Another undefeated champion in the United Wrestling Alliance, and she's been champion for a very, very long time, almost a year. Ladies and gentlemen, the Huntress!
Hello.
Hello, Mithrigan. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am okay.
I had a nice day today. What?
No, what's going on? What'd you say?
No, I was just saying, me and Hugs, you know, my tiger Hugs a bunch. I call him Hugs because he's a lovable little thing. We went out. I go camping like once a weekend just to get him out into the forest. And we just came back. So he's napping now and resting before I got to feed him. So when he wakes up, he's going to get hungry. So if I just kind of bounce, it's because Hugs is hungry.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you are the United World Champion. I've actually met her tiger. It's really cool. It's a big fucking tiger. But it's cool. It's okay. Why she should have the championship, that's good. All right, so Huntress, as your first real interview with the United Wrestling Alliance, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and if you could please answer it, that would be wonderful and great. So how does it feel to be such a long-reigning champion?
Oh, I'm super proud. I mean, it holds a lot of dignity. I'm super proud, you know, of all the matches. They've all been a test, and they've all been a challenge. So, you know, but I find a way to win. And I got to tell you, Hugs really loves this belt. So I'm really trying hard to keep it, to defend it, because, I mean, it'll break my heart to take this belt away from him every night or during the day sometimes. He just wants to wear it. I put it over it as like a little collar because he's a big boy. And I just put it on him. So I have to fight hard to keep this belt because he's going to be one sad tiger if I lose it. So I'm trying my best, and he's really proud as well, and so am I.
Man, we got to try to find a good picture of that with the tiger around the neck. Well, we'll see. I think I can set that up because that'll be really cool. Okay, so Huntress. The next question, and everybody here, by the way, hold on, Huntress, everybody who's been on the show, you can find them on Facebook. Evanston Hughes is on Facebook, and Minister and Sisters on Facebook, and Huntress, just search Huntress, United Rest, she's on Facebook as well. What does it mean to be champion, Huntress?
It just carries a different weight, you know? It's like wrestling. I love wrestling, and like, you know, I love being out there and doing it, but being champion really does hold a different weight, and it holds so much honor and pride. So I'm just really proud to be the first one and the longest United Women's Champion, for sure.
Yeah, longest indeed. And it's a pretty long reign. I'm trying to get the pull up the notes on it.
Been like over 300 days.
Over 300 days. You're catching up to me, and that's great. And you know what? That's longevity in champions. That's spectacular. Now, let me ask you another question. What do you see in the future? What does the future hold for the Huntress, the Countess Mithrigan?
You know, I can't really predict too far, but I feel like it's my obligation to defend it. Like I said, I want to defend it because it makes me proud, and, you know, I want to keep that title, and Hugs wants that belt around his neck every night, so I'm just going to keep going and keep doing my best and put forth all my best effort to keeping this title in my hands and on Hug's neck. Because, like I said, I'm just fighting hard for him, for the women, and for my boy.
Oh, well, that's good. You know, there is we're going to get more women talent. We have a few women. We have Julie Fields. We have Violent Dawn. We have you. And there's a few other.
He was a tough one.
Yeah, but we're gonna try to get more. So if you guys are interested, if anybody's out there interested in joining the United Wrestling Alliance, go to Facebook, search the United Wrestling Alliance, and just send us a message. That is just you know, we could do emails, but let's just do Facebook. That's perfectly fine. And so please, if you want to do that. Huntress, so champion, Hugs a bunch, you got your title. Before we move on, because we've got about 8 minutes left in the show to close it out, do you have any last words, or do you have anything you want to say to your fans before we let you go?
Well, me and Hugs just want to thank everybody for their support and, you know, for rooting us on and for, you know, being there. And just know, if anybody wants to come in and challenge it, I am more than up to the task. And let's get out in that ring and let's do this. So don't be scared. Let's do it. I'll tell Hugs to be easy. Don't worry. Maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United Women's Champion, Huntress. And here is her intro theme song for a second. Let's hear it. Disaster, the Huntress on the line, ladies and gentlemen, with us for the end of the show. He decided to show up, ladies and gentlemen, Minister of City.
Hey, what's going on?
You missed a lot. You missed Double L was here. And T-Rock Plutonium is now a part of the United Wrestling Alliance. How about that?
Oh, my good. Oh, wow. T-Rock Plutonium. Great. That's great. We can renew our feud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys had a great feud.
That's right.
And oh, yeah. So how's the night, Minister? You're a little late. How's the Lincoln Choir?
Well, you know, I've been drinking mango chiladas all day, so you know, I was due for a nap, so I'm just now waking up from a nap.
So, Minister of Sinister, you've been a part of the IWC, you've been a part of Monday Night Fallout. What does it mean to be a part of the United Wrestling Alliance?
Well, you know, it means absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing until I get that title. And then it's going to be total domination on you and everyone else in the UWA. That's what it means.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's good. I mean, it's bringing the band back together. We're all here for the party. So we've heard from everybody. Minister, you're here. Welcome aboard. You know, we heard from Double L. There's one person we haven't heard from, and he sent us a message. So, Minister, just hang on the line and we'll get your thoughts on this in a second. But earlier on, he had to retire from the ring before KT could beat him. So we haven't heard from him since, but he sent us this message. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is a message from Diablo Toro.
Attention, UWA. El precio de la venganza acaba de bajar. I, Diablo Toro, have returned from the ashes and risen to the next phase of my journey. Mi dolor solo ha alimentado mi ira y atormentado mi espíritu. The doctors were wrong, as were they all, and I have decided to return to the UWA and claim what was and is mine. Nunca te mantendrás alejado de las puertas del premio. Living with that loss forever is not an option. I shall never, ever stop. And Mr. Hollywood Tony P, you run. You run for president. You run for Congress. You run for charity. You can run and run. And one day you will slow down. And there will be nowhere to run. That is where you will find me. Waiting. El Diablo Toro estará ahí. Revenge is a dish best served by the devil himself. Soy venganza. Soy cerdo. Soy Diablo Toro.
Holy shit, Diablo Toro is returning to the United Wrestling Alliance. Apparently the injury was not as bad as we thought. Minister of Sinister, your instant thoughts.
Well, my instant thoughts, first and foremost, that guy sounds a little bit uptight. He sounds like he's uptight. What's wrong with this guy? Why? What is he shouting about? There's nothing to shout about. We handle things like men.
We do.
Yeah, we handle things like men. This guy sounds a little bit uptight, man. I don't know what's wrong with this guy.
I don't know either, but, you know,
where did he come from? I don't remember him from the IWC.
He's not. He's an old friend. He basically was the first ever champion of the ring in the UWA. I think it's 2020.
Oh, my goodness.
First ever champion of the ring. And then last year he was supposed to, defend his title, but he got injured and he had to pull out. And that is how KT moved on. And then he won in the finals. I think beating Eddie Machete, actually, to take the champion of the ring status. Who's going to be champion of the ring this year? Maybe you, Minister of Sinister.
Well, it's going to absolutely be me. What are you talking about, maybe me? There's no doubt about it. It's going to be me. That's why I am here in the UWA for the champion of the ring, baby. The champion of the ring, it will be mine. And Diablo Toro, we're going to chop him up and we're going to turn him into some barbacoa, baby.
The Ring of Champions. So we'll see when Ring of Champions happens. We haven't put that on the board yet, but right now we're focusing on the Battle of Armageddon. And before we go, we have one more surprise for all of you faithful listeners. For all of you people out there, we've been waiting all show, all day, all night, all week to find out who is the signing. Who has the United Wrestling Alliance signed to its roster? Who gets the bonus? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to make you wait any longer. From New Mexico, Sid the Kid Luciano! Sid the Kid Luciano! Come into the United Wrestling Alliance, and I definitely had a whole bunch of stuff to say, but it just all managed. But there you go. It will be on the page in a second. Apparently, everything is acting up again, so we're going to have to end the show because my internet's acting up, everybody's acting up, and nothing's working, and an entire post I just spent an hour on vanished into thin air, so that's a good sign. Minister of Sinister, I know you came in at the end, but do you have anything else to say before we end the show?
Before I light this place on fire, let me tell you, I got a lot to say, but I don't need to say it yet. In fact, I'm going to keep my mouth shut, but I tell you what, I'm here, and that's all that matters. Tell them about it, Hollywood.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Minister of... Hold on. Welcome, Sid Luciano, to the UWA, and we'll be hearing more of him probably on Thursday, so there you go. Posting that, hopefully it posts on the page. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Facebook, but there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the United World Champion. I am the President of the United States. I am 5'12", standing tall and chiseled. I am the President, my nizzle, and I'm going to tell you one thing right now. You stay right here at the United Wrestling Alliance. Thursday, you're going to find out who the new GM is, and Battle of the Armageddon title. Shit. We're going to have an Armageddon title championship match and all of that going to be right here. If you want to tune in to Wednesday night, you can tune in to hear Pigskin Nation right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. They're talking about football. And, of course, Thursday, the UWA Today, we will reveal who the new GM is. We will reveal the new GM. And there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, what a revolutionary night, what a revolutionary day, what a revolutionary 2 years. Please vote for me. Look for my signs. I'd like to thank Minister of Sinister, Diablo Toro, Evanston Hughes, KT Howard, The Huntress, Double L, Eddie Machete, Muerte Silencioso, and of course, the newest members of the United Wrestling Alliance, Detodium and Sid Luciano. Ladies and gentlemen, what a night. And just stay tuned here. Like I said, we're going to figure out who is the new GM. That's the big mystery. And welcome all our friends. And we will have more about the Armageddon Championship as it gets closer to early March. So thank you guys for joining us. I'm Hollywood Tony P.
from my heart, from my family to yours. We'll see you next time right here on the United Wrestling Alliance's Revolutionary Podcast, which is not going to be a revolutionary podcast. It'll be UWA Today, and that'll happen on Thursday. Okay? See you guys next time. Bye.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.